Okay, we are at the bottom of Lamed Aleph in the days. So we saw in the Mishnah that Hashlech Eruv Ebiad Cheresh Sheita the Cotton Ebiad Mi She'ena Meida Be'eruv Eina Eruv. Someone sends the Eruv Tchumin in the hands of a Cheresh Sheita the Cotton or a Kusi, someone is not Meida Be'eruv, it's not considered to be a good Eruv. But if you sent it Biad Cheresh Sheita the Cotton and you told your friend to collect it from them, and you saw the cheresh of the cotton transport it to the person, even though you don't necessarily know that your friend is actually going to go ahead and place the eruv down, on that we said the assumption is that he would do it. That was the din of Rav Yechiel, Hazaka Shliach Oise Shlichusei. So now the Gemara gets into this discussion as to do we in fact, when would we say Hazaka Oseh Shlichusei? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Bishal Teira Ein Hazaka Shliach Oseh Shlichusei. When it comes to Dinim D'Oraisa, we cannot assume that the Shliach did the Shlichus. Bishal Seifrim Hazaka Shliach Oseh Shlichusei. So according to Rav Nachman, we make a distinction as to whether or not it's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. If you look at the last Rashi of the Amud, b'shalteira ein hazaka kolimar loy samchinen achazaka ad dechazinen de'avid. We don't rely on this hazaka. And again, when we say hazaka over here, it's not like a classical hazaka of Chezkes HaGov, Chazaka de Mikara, Chazaka de Hashta, which means that things don't change and things remain a constant, things remain the same. That's not the type of Chazaka that we mean over here. We mean something which we kind of know to be true in the Bria. I don't know, the Gemara says, Chazaka ein adam pirea toir zmanoi. A person doesn't pay the money which they owe within the allotted time. Meaning if the money is only due in 30 days, so we say chazaka that ein adam pireya tev zmane. We assume that a person would not have paid within that time. So to over here we're saying that chazaka shliach oseh shlichusei, we don't rely on this logic, on this concept. In nature, amongst people, when it comes to d'oraisas, says Rashi on the top of the Amud, whereas b'shal seifrim samchinin acheske shliach dinami le'oved lechamri sura tegein eruv yitchumin, meaning even if possibly he didn't do it, at the end of the day it is a shaila of the rabbanan, and therefore when it comes to the rabbanans we will rely on this knowledge, this concept, this idea that we assume a chazaka, we assume the shliach does his shlichus. Just to mention, there is an interesting question which the Achronim ask, meaning Rav Nachman says, by the Rabbanans we will say, chazaka shliach eiseh shlichusei. So there's a question which the Mishnah Melech asks in Perek Dalad of Hilchas Becheris. He says, why do we need to come on to the whole concept of chazaka shliach eiseh shlichusei? Even if it's not a chazaka as such, even if it's only a suffix, couldn't we just say suffix de rabbanan lahakel? Would that not be sufficient to say a suffix de rabbanan? Why do we need to come on to this new din of chazaka shliach oseh shlichusei? So that is a question which the achrenim are mefalpelin. Al kaponim, that is the shita of Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes Amar, echadzeh, chazaka shliach oseh shlichusei. Meaning Rav Sheshes says, even when it comes to d'oraisas, we will say there is a chazaka that shliach oseh shlichusei. Fine. So Amar Rav Sheshes, min law that even when it comes to d'oraisas, we'll say shliach oseh shlichusei, this man. The Mishnah says in Menachos, mi shekara v'omer. Now we know that the Omer was brought on the 16th of Nisan. And once the Omer was brought, it matters the chadash, the new grain. And now the new grain is no longer considered to be chadash, but rather it's considered to be yashan. And that is once your makar of the carbon ha'omer. So, mishikarav ha'omer hutra chadash miyad, whereas harachaykim those people live far away from Yerushalayim, and they don't know if the Omer was brought or not. So at what stage can they eat their, quote, new grain? I mean, they're waiting for their new grain to be classified as old grain. So when in the day can they assume that it was done? So from midday, they can assume that it was done. We have a raya from there that we will say that a shliach does his shlichus. That is what seems to come out. Let's just see one Rashi. Harachaykim says Rashi Mishalayim she'ein yodim imadayim karav aymer mutar mechatzesiyam alma samchinen akehanim she'eim shluchenu. They are considered to be like our shliach. The avdi shluchu sayu mekarvilei. So Rashi very much wants this to be a case of shliach oyse shluchu say. So the kahanim are doing this for our sake. In which case, to the extent that they're doing this for us also, so then it's considered to be, it seems to be a case of shliach oisa shlichusei. Good. On that was Rav Sheshis' raya. That was his raya. What will Rav Nachman do with that? Rav Nachman, no. Rav Nachman says that anyone who's by the Rabban is not for the Raises. Hasam kedektani taima lefisha yoidin she'ena bezdin misatzlin boy. Meaning, we say over there that because bezdin are involved, so once there's bezdin are not going to be misatzel. They're not going to be lax. They're not going to be careless. But a regular person, a simple shliach, who says the shliach will be so careful and so meticulous? Maybe it's only something which Bezdin will be marked for. And in fact, some are able to use this and spin it the other way. Vigadamri Yom Rav Nachman Menami La. Rav Nachman actually proves his Shita from the very same Mishnah in Menachas. Right? Om Rav Nachman Menami La. The Ptani, because it says over there, Time of Yishir Den Shein Bezdin Misatzlin Boy. The only reason why we say that the shliach is eis shlichusei is because bezdin will not be misatzel, and it's meduyik that bezdin who delay misatzel boy, hashliach misatzel boy. But if it is a shliach, perhaps the shliach would be misatzel. In which case, you see that we don't say hazaka shliach eis shlichusei. It's a special din in bezdin. So what is Rav Sheshis going to do with that? Rav Sheshis Amar Lacha Bezdin Ad Palgei the Yoma. Meaning, if Bezdin are involved, then we can assume that it's done and dusted by Halachic Midday. Whereas Shliach Kula Yoma. If it's a Shliach, then we can assume it's done by the end of the day. Now Rashi says, Shliach Kula Yoma Natrinan. Meaning, we will wait until the end of the day. Interesting lashon, meaning he's definitely not going to let the day pass until he has kept his word. It's almost mashma from Rashi that the pshat in Rav Sheshis is that we assume he has accepted upon himself responsibility. He has made some type of a promise to do something. He will definitely be shomer his haftacha. Okay, so we don't necessarily have a raya either way. So Amr of Sheshis, Menamin La. So he's going to try again to prove that we say shliach oyster shliach usay even when it comes to the rabbanans. And by the way, this is very relevant to us, and you find many applications of this. I don't know, let's just throw in a couple, just to see its relevance. Let's say, are you allowed to give a 10-year-old boy some glasses, glass dishes or glass cups, and tell the 10-year-old boy to take them to the mikvah and do tefilas kelim? So, ideally we say that a katan should be tovel only if there's a gadol emed al gavav. But, let's say the katan says that he went and he was tovel the kalim. So, can you rely on them? So the poskim say, if it's metal cutlery, you cannot. Because tfilas kalim of metal is diraisa. And one is not able to rely on a katan for a diraisa. It's certain because we are passing like Rav Nachman over here, it says b'shal Torah ein chazak shliach yosef shliach usay. Whereas when it comes to a derabbanan, we say shliach yosef shliach usay. Unless you say that a katan is even worse because a katan doesn't have das. But there is a discussion on yesh mekilim by a katan if it's glass based on this. Another place where they speak about this, which is relevant, is when you make and when you sell your chametz through the Rav, what happens over there? You go to the Rav and you say, the Rav says, I will be your shliach to sell your chametz. I'll be your shliach to sell your chametz. Now, pashtus, the chametz which you're selling, was not included in your bittul. Meaning, I'm selling my chametz, and then I'm being mevatel all the rest of my chametz. So the actual chametz which I'm selling is a real shayla of chametz. It's a real shayla of bal yirah, bal yimotzi. Meaning it's only to the extent that the chametz was sold, am I going to be matzel myself from the potential issa diraisa of bal yirah and bal yimotzi. That's a question of a diraisa. How do I know that the Rav, in fact, carried out the shlichus? Well, because 10 days before Yom Tov, he made a kinyan sudda with me, and he said, you're going to make me your shlich to sell your chametz, and so on. Great, but maybe he never actually did it. So, here we get into this discussion. Do we say shlich, is shlichu say or not? There's an interesting discussion. Some say that that's the reason why many are noyeg to give the Rav some money when he does the shlichus. The reason why is because this way you now, the Rav becomes like a poyel. He's a worker now. If you pay a worker money, the worker has to work. It's a different story. You're paying him money, so he has to do a job. So now that he's a poyel, so to the extent that I'm paying the worker money, the assumption is that the worker is going to do the work which I have contracted him to do. Whereas if I haven't paid him money and he's just my shliach, then you potentially get into this dangerous territory of, do we say the shliach is the shlichusa? Maybe we're discussing a potential diraisa. So this concept comes up in many places. So let's see. Says Rav Sheshes, Amar Sheshes, Mina Aminla. A woman who gave birth, or she was a zava gedola, and she has to bring karbonis. The din is mevia mois. She brings money. Then she brings the money, the value of shtei seirim, two birds, in a senes b'shefar, and she places the money in a area shefar, which has written upon it the word kinim, and that's where she places the money for the sake of the purchase of the kine chayva, which she needs to bring. So that's what she does. She deposits the money over there. And she goes, and the assumption is she can assume that her kinim were brought, and now she's allowed to eat kachim in the evening. My time, Allah mentioned every nechazak shliach yisishlichu soy. It's once again because we can assume, we know that the kahanim were makriv her karbanos. She was considered to be from the mechusrei kapara until the carbon was hukrav, and she's allowed to assume that the carbon was brought. By stories, you see, even when it comes to eating kodshim, where there's obviously an issa d'oraisa to eat kodshim until the kapara was brought. What is Rav Nachman going to do with that? So Amar Rav Nachman Hasan Kidr of Shmaya. Amar Rav Shmaya Chazaka Ein Bezdin Shal Kehanim Oim Demisham So says Rav Shmaya, there it's a different story. You know, Rashi says, Honami hazaka debi dino. This is considered to be when you've got the bezdin of the kahanim, interesting lashon, meaning when the kahanim are involved, it's a different story. We call it the bezdin shel kahanim, but there's definitely no shaila of them being misatzel. Tahanim is rizim, Tahanim will definitely do it. That is a different story, but a regular, good old shliach, who's to say that he will have the same alacrity and dependability as the bezdin and so on? There was this Ramah, but you don't necessarily have a raya. Fine. Amr of Sheshis, Minami Lo, Didanya. Okay, good. So now we're going to have a case which is going to take us to the end of the Amud and beyond. Now, let's just mention a couple of things. There's a couple of things which we need to know for this. We know that when it comes to teruah, when it comes to teruah, grain, or fruit. Number one, just important to mention, because we're going to see this is going to be relevant from the sugya. There is a famous machlekes rishonim as to which types of fruit or grain are obligated in trumas and maaseres midiraisa. So the shita of the Rambam is that not only is teruah obligated in trumas and maaseres, but all peiros are obligated in trumas and maaseres. All peiros are obligated. So that means figs are obligated in trumas and maaseres midiraisa. Dates, trumas and maaseres midiraisa. Whereas Tosfos Rashi also says it's tiroish, dagon, and yitzar. Only those, right? As in grains, olives, grapes, those things are obligated in trumas and maaseres midiraisa. Other fruit are only going to be obligated midrabanan. That's one thing to bear in mind. Another thing to bear in mind is that we know if a farmer has his crops, one is actually allowed to go to the field and eat the crops, even though you have yet to take trumas and maaseres. There's a heter of achilas arai, meaning some type of a snack of sorts. For instance, if you have it in a meal, you wash, you have it in a meal, then it's really considered to be a more of a kavua type of food that you can't do. But if it's achilas arai, you're allowed to eat even before trumas and maaseres were taken. Another thing to bear in mind in this sugya is that there is a din, and Parshas, this is a din d'rabbanan, that when one separates trumas and maaseres, it has to be min hamukaf. Min hamukaf means it's got to be samach, it's got to be nearby. So in other words, if I've got a bag of grapes and another bag of grapes, so I can be mafresh trumas and maaseres from bag number one, and it'll help for bag number two because it's next to each other. But if I've got a bag of grapes in one storage facility, and I've got another bag of grapes on the other side of town, I'm not allowed to be mafresh from one on the other because that is shaloy min hamukaf. That is shaloy min hamukaf. And you need to make sure that you do it when they're next to each other. Mukaf often means next to each other. Ein makifin bibabua. Mukaf means next to each other. So that's another thing to bear in mind. So with that, let's see the raya of Sheshis. Yeah, it says the Sheshis of Sheshis, Menamin la de tanya haimel chavir tseiv la keit lecha te'enim mi te'enasi. Go and gather for yourself figs from my fig tree. Now, in this case, the owner of the fig tree did not limit how much figs, how many figs the fellow can take. Right? He didn't give him any maximum amount. He said, help yourself to my figs. So the din is, Eichelman Arai. He can eat Achilas Arai. We said, you're not allowed to have Achilas Keva. But he can certainly have as much as he wants in a snack type of meal. Uma'asron Vadai. And if he takes a large amount, let's say he wants to have it in a meal, where he would have to take Meiser. So he can take Meiser, but Teres Vadai. What does that mean? It means he can rest assured that the Bailim definitely did not take Meiser. What does that mean? To the extent that Reuven told Shimon, Shimon, go help yourself take figs from my tree. As many as you want. So Shimon knows that there's no way Reuben would have taken Trumas and Maestras from another source, because he doesn't know if I'm going to have one fig, or 10 figs, or 1,000 figs. So there's no way that he knows how many I'm going to take to say that maybe he might have taken Trumas and Maestras from a different source. And therefore the assumption is that definitely Trumas and Maestras have not been taken. And therefore, says the Braisa, that the din is Masron Vadai. He can take from them the Teres Vadai. Right? Whereas, if Reuven tells Shimon, Malelecha Kalkalazu Teinem Mitinasi, if he says, here is a basket, and I, Reuven, know exactly how large the basket, and I know approximately how many figs will fit in this basket, if he says, Malelecha Kalkalazu Teinem Mitinasi, then once again we say, Eichomena, right? Shimon can eat the figs in a snack-like form. Masron demai. That when Shimon is going to eat them in a meal, and if he has them in a meal, he needs to take Maisa first, he no longer knows whether or not Reuven might have fixed them up. Maybe Reuven fixed them up, because to the extent that Reuven gave him a basket which has specific measurements, so Shimon is thinking to himself, well, oh, it could be that maybe Reuven knew how much I'm going to fill up, and he took off Trumas and Maestras in order to facilitate my ability to take a basket full of figs. In which case, the din is Masron Demai. Fine, that is that. Now, the Medron Mamurim, when does this din of Masron Demai hold true? The Medron Mamurim of the Amma Aretz, if it is an Am Ha'aretz, meaning the Am Ha'aretz is Reuven. The Am Ha'aretz is the one who is telling Shimon to take the figs. As we know, did the Am Ha'aretz take Trumas and Maestras? Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Am Ha'aretz sometimes don't take Maeser, and that's the reason why we say you need to take Demai, because the chap is an Am Ha'aretz. So that applies if he's an Am Ha'aretz. But if Reuven is a Chaver, Avo the Chaver, and Reuven, the Chaver tells Shimon, take this basket and eat as much as you want, the din is, Eichel ve'en etzach la'aster, Tevi Rebbe. And so here Rebbe says, there's no obligation for the recipient of the basket to take any Maeser, because we can assume that the Chaver definitely took Maeser. Let's take a look at a couple of Rashis over here. If you look at Rashi, about 20 lines in the bottom, B'meh Dvarim Amurim, says Rashi, the Sofik Hein, Udmai Miyaboy Lafrushi. When do we say that it's a doubt? It's a Sofik. And there is, therefore, a requirement of taking Demai. That is only if it is an Am Ha'aretz. Shehanoisin Am Ha'aretzu. Reuven is the Am Ha'aretz. Ve'eno Cheshish B'lifnei Iver. He doesn't care so much about Lifnei Iver, he doesn't know so much about these things. Avo the Chaver Vade Musarin Hein, Vein Tzach La'Asrin Afilu Demai. There's no obligation whatsoever, the guy the Chaver, because there's no way Reuven, the Talmud Chacham, would tell Shimon to go and fill up figs if they're not Mu'usar, because he's going to be Machshel him. That is the Shita of Rebbe. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rebbe's father, says no. Rav Shimon Gamliel, I remember the Medev Amon Ba'amaretz, I agree with what you said about the Amaretz, but I say exactly the opposite. Avo b'chaver, eine eichel ad sheyaser. He cannot eat until he takes Maeser. Levi shalei mechshetu haverim netum shalei min amukav. Because the assumption is that for sure he did not take Maeser. You, Rebbe, say that the chaver for sure did take Maeser, because otherwise, perhaps this fellow is going to end up eating something which is not Ma'usar. I, Rav Shimon Gimel, say that for sure the fellow did not take Maeser. Because to the extent that the guy is a Talmud Chacham, he knows, like we said before, he knows you're only allowed to take Trumas and Maestras min hamukaf, if it's Samach Venira, if one is next to the other. So there's no way Reuven, the Talmud Chacham, is going to go and patter the figs from Reuven's fruit tree with Shalom and Amukah for figs on the other side of town. So therefore, says Shimon ben Gamliel, if the giver is a chaver, for sure he didn't take Shumas and Maestras. So that is the Machlekes in Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And on that, I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe said, you know what? Nirim Devarai mi Divrei Abba. I think my words are better than my father's words. Mutav sheyech shedu chaverim litzum shalim and amukav. I would rather that the chaver is oyver, the iser, of taking truma shalim and amukav, as opposed to v'lo yachilo ad la'ami aretz tevalim, as opposed to potentially feeding Shimon, who may well be an ama aretz, something which is tevel. So you're right. All thing in a perfect world, for sure, you should not take shalim and amukav. But if the Talmud Chacham is going to be oimed on this din of not taking shalim and amukav, then this poor ama aretz, who's relying on the Talmud Chacham, is going to go and eat, oblivious to the fact that it's tevel. And therefore, I disagree with my father, says Rebbe. That is the brisa. So again, somehow in this brisa, we have to have a raya to Rav Sheshis. So it says Rav Sheshis like this: Ad kanei pligi ela demarasav nechshedu marasav nechshedu. And the only question over here is, the only reason why Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees with Rebbe is because Rav Shimon Gamliel says, in order for Reuven to fix up the Peres, he would have to take Shleiman Amokov. And who says he would want to do that? Because you're not supposed to take Shleiman Amokov. But that's the only reason why Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees with Rebbe. Had it not been for that halachic consideration that you're not supposed to take Shleiman Amokov, had that not been the case, everyone would agree, even Rav Shimon ben Gamliel would agree, that for sure one would take the Trumas and Maestras. That means we can assume, there is an assumption, that Reuven would for sure go ahead and do what is necessary in order to facilitate Shimon's eating of this kalkala. So in essence, it's like Reuven is the shliach of Shimon to ensure that Shimon is able to eat in a way where everything is kosher. So that is what comes out. That's what comes out. And that, so therefore, says Rav Sheshis, you have a raya that chazaka shliach oisei shlichu usai. What is Rav Nachman going to do with that? Rav Nachman, no, that's not a raya. Hasan kedir chanina huzah. You know why we make that assumption? When it comes to a chaver, we know for a fact that there's no way that a Talmud Chacham would leave over a potential michshol in his rishus. If you go to a Talmud Chacham's house and you see some fruit on the kitchen counter, you don't need to have any doubt whatsoever. Or maybe it's a meister, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. A chaver would never leave anything over in his possession unless it was mesukim. If you look at Rashi, about 8-9 lines from the bottom, Rashi says, mitach is yavi, dehoyel upeiri didehu, being that it's his fruit, ale didei rami. Upon him it is incumbent to fix them up. Dechayish v'lif neiver. And he doesn't want to have some stumbling block. Aval shliach, but a regular case of shliach or shlichus, the kamal alevi chaverei ikalameim adamiyayish, v'leyavi the kusavra holy samech alai. But when it comes to regular shliach, maybe, says Rav Nachman, maybe the shliach will say, ah, I don't think he's necessarily reliant upon me. He's going to take care of it himself. After all, I'm just a shliach. If it's my fruit, and I'm the Talmud Chacham, I need to make sure my kitchen is kosher. It's my thing. I'm not just a shliach, this is my fruit. But in a case where he's the Baalim, and he just wants me to do something for him, says Rav Nachman, who's to say that we assume that shliach is the shlichusai? So says Rav Nachman, you don't necessarily have a raya in that case. Fine, so that is really the end of that. So we don't have a raya. And that's pretty much going to be the end of this sugya. As you see, that the Rambam at the beginning of the Sigya, Paskins, Rav Nachman, that the Shal Torah, Ein Hazaka Shliach Eisa Shlichusa. We cannot assume when it comes to Diraisas that the Shliach does the Shlichus, and as we mentioned, there are plenty of Nafkaminas. One thing which is very important to mention over here is, what is the discussion over here in the Sigya? I mean, the whole Raya that Rosh Hashis presumably is bringing a Raya. I mean, not presumably, he is bringing a Raya that even for Diraisas, Shliach Eisa Shlichusa. That's the whole argument. Do we say even by the arises that a shliach is eis shlichusay? And he's bringing a raya that bein the Rebbe, bein the Shimon Gamliel, be'etzem, everyone would agree, had it not been for the other halachic consideration that one is not supposed to take trumas and ma'aser shlemim and amukov, but had it not been for that, everyone would agree that the shliach, that the Bailam Reuven for sure took trumas and ma'aser. Fractasvis, but we're discussing figs over here. And my shita, says Tasvis, is that Paris, that the Trumas and Maestris obligation of Shar Paris is only Midrabonin. I disagree with the Rambam. I hold only Dagon, Tiresh, and Yitzhar is the Raisa, but figs and dates is the Rabonin. So the whole sugya doesn't start according to Tasvis and the other Rishenim who agree with Tasvis. According to the Rambam, the Gemara is beautiful. We have a very clear raya from Rav Sheshis, at least before Rav Nachman was Deicha, a clear raya. We're discussing truma of figs, which is a truma midyaraisa, and we say, be'etzem we would have said, shliach ha'isesh v'chusay. So Tasvis deals with this. In the bottom Tesis says, Tene Mutinasi, for Gav de Maisa Peris Midrabonon. Rav Nachman made it the Bishol Sevim Chazak Yishlich Yishlich Husay, and in which case this whole Raya doesn't start. This whole Raya is pretty much useless. Says Tesis, Kaven de Iker Shem Maiser Minat Teira, Chashiv La Kishol Teira. So Tesis is forced to be somewhat nidhak and say, well, you're right, but the basic concept of Maiser is a diraisa, and therefore, even though in our specific case we're only speaking about the Rabbanans, because we're speaking about figs, but it's still considered to be like a diraisa. But there's a Rosh says a similar thing. He just adds a little bit more. He says, Yeshua, and we call Makam. Even the Iker Truma Diraisa, Bedogan, Tiresh, Vyitzar, called Tikkun Rabbanan, Ke'ein Diraisa Tikkun. Alright, and therefore we would say that they were mistaken it, Ke'ein and Diraisa Tikkun, and so on. And that's something which other Rishonim say also. Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Peretz, they all say a similar thing. But again, according to the Rambam, the Gemara is glatt. Poshet, right? This is one of the rayas to the Rambam. The Trum of Shar Peris is the Raisa. That's the Rambam in Perik Beis of Hilchas Trumas, Halacha Aleph. Good. So now the Gemara just kind of goes to explain the rest of the Raisa and to see exactly what are we talking about over here. So the Gemara says like this, Amamar, we said, V'med Varma Murim, that we said the recipient needs to be Mafrish, B'teris Safik, as in Demai. When do we say this? We made the Ramamurim ba'amaretz. If Reuven, the owner, is an Amaretz, because we don't necessarily know if he gave. But if Reuven is a Talmud Chacham, so says the Gemara, Hai Amaretz to Ka'amali Leman. Okay, so we've discussed who is the giver, who is the owner of the fruit, who is the recipient. Who is the recipient over here? The Kamar Laman, who is he speaking to? Ilema the Kamar La'am Ha'aretz Havrei. If Reuven is an Amaretz and Shimon is an Amaretz, and what the Bryce is saying, that Shimon, you should know, when Reuven tells you to go and eat from his figs, you Shimon the Amaretz, that you know very little, you Shimon must take Meister. If that's the case, Master and Demai, Mitzayis, is Shimon the Amaretz can listen? As Kama that he's in Am Haaretz, he's not going to know his Braisa. He's not going to know that he needs to take Demai. He himself is in Am Haaretz. So why is Shimon any better than Reuven? Just like Reuven didn't take, Shimon's also not going to take. Elamai, what are we going to say the case is? Elaba Am Haaretz, the Karmel Lachover. And we're telling Shimon, who is a Talmud Chacham, that you, Shimon, need to be Mafresh Demai, because maybe Reuven didn't take. Okay, says Amar, well, let's see. Aim a Sefer. Says in the Sefer, Rebbe says, Nir and Dvarim Yidivri Abba, I prefer my Shita to my father's. Why? Mutav Sheyach Shadu Haverim Litrim Shleiman Amukov, V'al Yachilu La'ame Ha'aretz Tavolim. It's preferable that the Am Ha'aretz, the recipient, should not eat. One second, Ami Aretz, my boy, awesome. You just told me that the recipient is a Haver. So Am Ravina, what are we going to be forced to say? Reish b'Am Haaretz, Am l'Chaver. The Reish is an Am Haaretz who is speaking to a Chaver. And in that we're saying that the Chaver needs to take the Mai, whereas the Sefer is the Chaver, Sha'amar l'Am Haaretz. He is speaking to an Am Haaretz. The Chaver Acher, Shemoy. And another Chaver is listening. He knows that the Am Haaretz himself isn't going to take, but were he to go ahead and take, then he would have to act accordingly, or meaning he would know that being that the Chaver was the one who gave, then he wouldn't have to worry about it, or he would have to worry about it, but it's a Chaver who's giving an Am Haaretz in the Sefer. And now, Rebbe Savar, Oisei Chaver, Oichel Ve'enu Tzarech Laaser, meaning the Chaver who hears, meaning in the cases that Reuven the Chaver told Shimon the Am Haaretz, eat figs, and Levi, who's the Chaver, is listening in. So Levi is allowed to eat, and Levi need not be concerned. Meaning, obviously, Shimon the Am Haaretz is not going to do anything because he's an Am Haaretz. He's not going to take anything. But even if Levi would partake of the figs, Levi also doesn't need to worry about it because Levi knows that Reuven the Chaver definitely took. Right? Because he knows that for sure Reuven the Chaver definitely took Trumas and Maestris. That's the Shita of Rebbe. No, Levi should not eat until Levi himself takes Maeser. Because Levi knows that Reuven, the owner, is a Talmud Chacham, and a Talmud Chacham is not supposed to take Trumas and Maestris. Shleiman Amukov, and therefore Levi has to assume that Trumas and Maeser were not taken. On a map, Amar Le Rebbe, Mutav Shiach Shidu Chaveim, Litzim Shleiman Amukov, it's far better for a Talmud Chacham to be over the Isser of taking Shleiman Amukov, V'al Yachilu L'Ami Aretz Tevalim, as opposed to putting a potential stumbling block in front of an Am Haaretz. Says the Gemara, what is the crux of the argument between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel? Meaning, again, think about this. The Chaver is giving the Am Haaretz fruit to eat. Rebbe says, I must assume that the Chaver took Trumas and Maestris in a way which he should not have done in order to prevent the Am Haaretz from being Nechshal in an Aveira. Whereas Shimon Gamliel says, no, there's no way that the Talmud Chacham would have done an Aveira. There's no way that he would have taken Trumas and Maaser Shleiman Amukov. And therefore we have to assume that it's still Vaday Tevel. What is the crux of the argument? The Maikim Ifugi Rebbe Savar Nichale Lachavar Delevad Hu Yisur Eklila. It's far better for the Talmud Chacham to do a small Isser, an Yisur Eklila, an Isser which is somewhat kal. Right, it's an Issa Ma'at. V'leleved Am Haaretz Yisura Rabo, as opposed to this poor Am Haaretz doing a big Isser. Okay, so you're right. You're supposed to take Trumas and Maestris when all the fruit, all the grain are next to one another. Seder, but it's an Issa D'Rabbanan Pashtus. to take Shleim and Amokav. So better that you, the Talmud Chacham, be over Nesed Rabbanan, as opposed to putting a real large stumbling block in front of the Amarets. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel Savor, no. Nichalei Lechaber Delevet Amarets Yisur Rabbah. The EU of Yisur Klir Leilevet. Let the Amarets do the Yisur, even if it's a big Yisur. Why should I take one for the team? Why should I take the rap? Let him do the Yisur. I'm not going to go ahead and be over even a small Yisur, even to be matzel someone else. That is the end of the Sugya, and that seems to be the Nekudas HaMachlokes. Just to mention a couple of Nekudas. Tosfos basically says, maybe we'll just to cut it short, Tosfos says that there are three cases and three situations where Rebbe and those who kind of follow that Shita would say that we allow Reuven to do a small Isser to prevent Shimon being Nichshol in a big Isser. Case number one is our Gemara, Erev and Daf Lamed Beis, that if I, Reuven, if I am the cause, I am the Gorem of Shimon possibly doing an Isser, I must be responsible. I mean, what happened? I went over to Shimon and I said, Shimon, go help yourself to my figs. Eat, gazimteit, enjoy. Now, one second, I think to myself, oops, I didn't teach Shimon and Maestros yet. I better quickly go to my Gorin, or go to my orchard, and take Shimon and Maestros to patter the kalkala, the figs which he's going to eat. It's also for me to do that. I'm taking Shimon and Amokov. Far better for me to be over in Isser when I'm the cause. You're the cause, take responsibility. I'm doing an Isser, too bad. Take responsibility. That is case number one. And Ladina, all the Rishonim agree to this. Ladina. Tosfos agrees to this. The Rashba agrees to this. That is Lekuli Alma. Tosfos says there's two other cases where we say that I can do a small Isser in order to be matzel someone else from a big Isser. And this is a Machlokes Tosfos in the Rashba, and there are huge halachic implications. Shitas Tosfos says, what are the other two cases? Case number one is, if poor Shimon hasn't done anything wrong, if he has not done anything wrong, then it is correct and appropriate for me to be matzel him from a big Isser by me doing a small Isser. I should go ahead and do something which is far from ideal, as opposed to him doing something wrong. That's one example. I'll explain what that means. Another example, says Tosfos, is if Shimon has a lot to gain. If the reason why I would do this small Isser would facilitate a mitzvah rabbah for Shimon, or a mitzvah derabim, then it's also appropriate for me to go ahead and do a small Isser. Klapi ma'advar mamor, just say it b'kitzer. We know the Gemara says that it's also for a man to be meshachrer an Eved Kenani. The pasuk says, v'esnachalta mesam levneichem achareichem l'reshis achuza la'olam behem ta'avoidu. You're not allowed to be meshachrer an Eved Kenani. However, the Gemara says, if you have a chatzi Eved, chatzi ben chorin, that means he was owned by two shutfin. One should have freed his portion. Now this poor chap is in limbo. He can't marry a Bas Yisrael. He can't marry a Shifch Kananis. Why, he's not going to be Oistik and Shevis or Pru Ravu? So Tosfos says, the Gemara, we force the other Odin to release his portion. I should do an Isser. I should be Meshach or my Eved. Says Tosfos, yes. Because number one, the poor chap didn't do anything wrong. The fact that the other should have decided to free him, and now he's in limbo, the poor chap didn't do anything wrong, number one. Number two, it's a mitzvah rabbah to facilitate his ability to marry. So Tosfos says, those are two other cases which we have in our arsenal in order to say that it's appropriate for me to do a small Isser to facilitate the fellow that he shouldn't be nechshol. The Rashba disagrees with both of those two cases for various reasons. won't go into that now. But one thing I just wanted to mention, a couple of things which are very, very interesting. Number one, we have the following very interesting discussion. We have like this. We have a case like this. The case is like this. There is a tshuva of the chida. Case was like this. In the time of the chida, people were shaving with a razor blade. And as we know, this was a problem. The Meshech HaDeiris, the Yidden were shaving with a razor blade, and the Rabbanim were shrying about how many Yisurim you're over, and it fell on deaf ears. And people wanted to look presentable, and they wanted to shave, and so on. So the Shaila was, what about if we come up with an option for these people to shave, B'derech Heter, but the only way it will be niskabel by them is if we allow them to shave throughout the year, including during the Omer. Otherwise, they're not going to do it. You're telling me I can't shave with my razor blade, and then you're telling me for the Omer I can't shave. Forget it. It's too much for me. Can't handle it. So we'd go with them and we'd say, you know what? You know, use this cream instead. If you want to shave during the Omer, do that also. So the chida goes back and forth in this discussion. And he says, like, Arvada, of course, if you could stop them shaving, stop them shaving. And of course, if you can get them to keep the very strong minhag Yisrael, not to shave during the Omer, for sure. But says the chida, that if the Rabbani Ha'ir and the Rosh HaKahal feel that this, the only way to stop them using a blade is if we allow them to shave during the Omer, then he says, Avada, he says, Poshet Shechoiva Muteles Levatal Minag Ha'omer Kedelekayin Isurei Torah. Based on this discussion, meaning we need to look at things in proportion. And there is a concept of so to speak, allowing an Issekal to be Meinea, the Issekiraisa, of using a blade, and so on. So that is something which we do. There is an interesting tshuva in the Sefer Vayan Yosef, which is Rabbi Yosef Greenwald. Rabbi Yosef Greenwald lived from 1903 to 1984. He came over from Europe. He was a rav in Brooklyn, maybe in Williamsburg. And he also speaks about the Manhattan Eruv. And he says, with all the controversy surrounding the Eruv, he said that, look, there are shittas to rely upon. Maybe it's a big shayla, it's a big discussion. But again, there might be the concept of allowing a small iser to prevent a big iser. Right now, the way things stand, they're doing chitzor. They're doing an iser d'oraisa, they're doing an iser chamor. So maybe we have to kind of be mako like certain shitas and so on, which is not ideal. You know, we would rather do that than allow them to do an Issa Rabba. So the kids of this type of discussion comes up in many places. Let's move on. Zog the Mishnah.
Let's pick up the roof. The roof was saying before from the Chedul, if I quote, minig for Oyma. See, it's not an Issa. It's a difference if you wear
the
Surim or you wear
the Issa vis-a-vis a Minah. It's a good point. But I guess we would say to go and be Mavatel, a minhag Yisrael, is also not a posh thing. The Rambam in Hilchas Mamrin, when he speaks about Vos Geta Rein and Lei Sosur, the Rambam actually does even mention minhagis, is the lashon of the Rambam. Again, maybe that's referring to minhagis of Chazal, but lemaisa we find minhag is Eikar Torah. You know, minhag is a very, very big thing, so to just push aside a minhag Yisrael. Yeah, I believe it's the Lashon of Yerushalmi. I believe it's Yerushalmi. Yeah, I hear your point. Zog Mishnah. Now, the next sugya is going to be discussing where the Eruv Tchumin needs to be. Meaning, the point is that you need to make sure that the Eruv is accessible to you. If you are in one place, and your Erev is in an inaccessible place, it doesn't help. It's got to be that I'm able to access the Erev Tchumen. Remember, the whole point is that is where my Shvisa is. I want to be Shavas there. But if I can't get to it, it's inaccessible, it's no good. So says the Mishnah, Nasna Be'ilan, if you place the food in the tree, Lamala Mi'asar Tvachim, and it's above 10 Tvachim, and we're going to see in there, for it's a Rishus HaYachid, and you're down below, Ein Eruv Eruv, and we'll see exactly why, but it seems to be you're in the Rishus HaRabim, and the Eruv is in the Rishus HaYachid, it doesn't work. Whereas, Lamata Mi'asara, if it's lower than 10, and therefore it's not considered to be in the Rishus HaYachid, Eruv Eruv, the Eruv works, it's good. Nasnu Bebar, if you place it in a pit, Afilo Amak Me'ame, even if it's 100 amas deep, Eruv, Eruv. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly what that last case is speaking about. So the first thing is discussing the first couple of lines of the Mishnah. If the Eruv is placed above 10 Tvachim, it's no good. If it's beneath 10 Tvachim, it is good. What exactly is the case? What are we talking about? Zog the Gemara. Yosef, Reb Pi bar Abba, Reb Asi, Rava bar Nosson, those three Amoraim were sitting. They also were Nachman Gabayu, and Nachman was sitting by them, and the three of them were saying the following. They asked the Karmel, they said, Hai Ilan de Koyecha, where exactly is this tree? This tree of the Mishnah that we say above 10, it's no good. Below 10, it is good. Where is the tree? Hai Ilan de Koyecha, where is it? Ilan de Koyecha, Rishas HaYachid, if the tree is in Rishas HaYachid. Mali Lamala, Mali Lamata. What difference does it make if it is above or if it is below? Meaning, Rishus HaYachid is Ola Adla Rekia. So if you're in Rishus HaYachid, your Erev is in Rishus HaYachid, you are in the same place, the same Rishus as your Erev, and therefore surely it is considered to be accessible to you. Says the Gemara, the Ella, what are we going to say? The Koy Rishus HaRabim, the tree is in the Rishus HaRabim, and the Erev is in the tree. So, says the Gemara, what's the case? Diniskavin lishpeis hecha. Where would you like your makam shvisa to be? Where is your home? Where is your new home for Shabbos? Where is your makam shvisa? Diniskavin lishpeis hecha. Elim diniskavin lishpeis lamala. If you would like to be kaina your shvisa up in the tree, elim diniskavin lishpeis lamala. So then weiter. And therefore, even if the Erev is above 10 Tvachim, what's the problem? That I'm also, my Shvisa is also in that place. So I'm there, my Erev is there, I'm in the same place. Says the Gemara, Ella, Diniskavin, Lishvais Lamata. Full stop. Rather, the case must be that I would like my Makam Shvisa to be at the base of the tree. The base of the tree is in the Rishus HaRabim. The Erev is up Lamala Miyud in the Rishus HaYachid. Take a look at Rashi. Four lines down. Ela diniskavin lishbois lamata. Tirutzu. Hilkach. Lamala miyasara ein eruv eruv. If it's above 10, it's no good. Dibemokim shniskavin lishbois shamish visase. And that's down below. The cave in the Abi boy lemishko eruv I can't bring from Yachat to Rabbim. That's in Issa D'Oraisa. It's no good. But if it's down below, it's okay. Aye, one second, down below. It's still a Carmelis. The whole Gimel had a test for Ruch of Dal and Carmelis, he could have made his Shabbos, because my Zilini Garmelis is just a Rabbin. So why is that okay if the Erev is within 9 Tvachim, from 3 to 9? And that says Rashi, no. Hamuk me like a Rebbe. Wait a minute, we're going to say that we're going like a Rebbe, the Omar called Dover, Shemishim Shvus, if the Shail is only a Shail of the Rabbanan, Le Gazra Lav Bebein HaShmashas. We're not so concerned if you would do an Issa D'Rabbanan in the Bein HaShmashas period. So at this stage, says the Gemara, the case is that I want my Makan Shvisa to be down below in the ground. If I place my Erev above 10 Tvachim, it's in a Rishus HaYachid. I cannot take from Yachid the Rabbim, that's an Issa D'Oraisa. That I may not do. But if it's Lamata Miyud, and it's only a Carmelist, to go from Carmelist to Rabbim is only an Issa D'Rabbanan, I'm allowed to do an Issa D'Rabbanan in the Bein HaShemashes period, according to Rebbe. And the Gemara is going to speak that out now. Correct the Gemara, 1 second. Even if it's Lamata Miyud, the Hakam Ishtamish Be'ilon, but you're using a tree. You're not allowed to take something from a tree on Shabbos. You can't put something on a tree on Shabbos. You cannot climb a tree on Shabbos, all for fear that you might break off a branch. So how can you do that? Even if it's Lamata Miyud, it's a problem. Says Gmaliel and the Klibrish is on his Kavanish with Lamata. No, it's not a problem because Rebbe, Dharma Koldav, Shemishim Shavuz, Legazar Lavavin Hashma Shoiz. If all we're dealing with is a potential Issed Rabbanan, i.e., taking from a Carmelist through a Shasei Rabbin, or being Mishamish V'ilon, and so on, where it's a Shiloh of the Rabbanan, then it's okay because we're going like Rebbe, who says, Kol Davar Shemishim Shavuz, Legazar Lavavin Hashma Shoiz. So what is the case in the Mishnah? I would like my Shvisa to be at the base of the tree in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If the Erev is from 3 to 9 Tvachim up in the tree, in a Carmelis, it's considered halachically accessible. I am taken from Carmelis to Rabbim. We're going like Rebbe, who says in the Bein HaShemashes period, you're allowed to do an Issa D'Rabbanan. That is the way the Gemara explains it. So that is what these three Amorayim came up with. So Amalur of Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Yasha, you're saying good. Vechein Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said the same thing. Amrulei, Pasritsa Bakuli, hi. Yeah, you were able to explain the Mishnah so well, like we did. Frank the Gemara, what was their big question? Inunavi, Hari Kapasriba. They also explained the mission like this. Why were they surprised that Shmuel and others did the same? Al-Hachiyam related to what they meant to say. Kavisa laid the Gemara. Is this the way that you clearly established Pshat in the Mishnah to be? Amar-Lahu in. Yep, that's how we established it. It's Manami. Amar-Nachman Amishmuel. Ha-Kabil and Ivan Bushes Arabi Maskirin. Gavaya Sar Rachav Arba. Neskav and Lishbis Lamata. Varebi. Damakaldav Shemishim Shvuz. Like Gazru Allah the Bein HaShemashes. Just to mention one Nakuda, the Ritva asks and says, 1 second. Rebbe says Kol Davar Shemishim Shvus like Gazru Allah the Bein HaShemashes. I mean, don't we have in Perek Yibameh Madlikin that we speak about Savik Hashecha Ein Matbil and Esakelim? Don't do Tfilas Kelim Bein HaShemashes. Don't take Meiser Bein HaShemashes. That's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, and still we say you're not allowed to do it. Says the Ritva B'Shein the Ravid, that Loi Hitiru Kol HaShvosin. Right? We don't matter every single Shvos Bein HaShemashes. Some Shvosin we do matter, some Shvosin we don't matter. The Rambam Taka writes in Perek Chavdal of Hilchos Shabbos, he says, Hitiru Shvos B'Mokem Mitzvah. And says the Magid Mishnah that the Rambam was forced to say what he says based on this kash of the Ritva. That it's only certain shvus, and this is not a carte blanche, that all these terms are Rabban and you can do Bein HaShemashes. No, certain ones yes, sometimes yes, and sometimes no. Okay, we will pick it up tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.